This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how you guys feeling out there? A little lazy? Feeling a little lazy? Well, you know, here's an earth-shattering study that I guess our, you know, hard-earned dollars are going to, well, I don't know if we personally paid for it. Let me find out what city this happened in here. But they say that cannabis has been found to make us lazy. Gee, thank you for spending all this time. Okay, so this is according to the university. I'm sorry, I'm having the little wheel thing. It won't load. My the article won't load. I apologize. So I can't tell you exactly where it's from yet. But they found that this new study suggests that there may be some truth that the active compound, when they tested it in rats, makes you less willing to work. This came from the Imperial College London, where researchers showed that long-term use of the drug destroys the chemical dopamine. Now, dopamine is the feel-good chemical in the brain. It also kind of gets you up and going. It also is what is at a loss in people with Parkinson's. So it'd be very interesting to see if there's a study looking at people who smoke marijuana and an increased incidence of Parkinson's. They say levels of dopamine in the part of the brain called the striatum, which is involved in motivation, were lower in regular cannabis users. They say there's another study led by University of California found that those who smoked cannabis regularly ended up with lower paying, less skilled, less prestigious jobs than those who were not regular cannabis smokers. So as part of this new study, and I want to talk about that job study in a second. As part of this new study, they say the researchers from the University of British Columbia looked at the effects of tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. They trained 29 rats to choose whether they wanted an easy or difficult challenge to earn sugary treats. At the beginning of the experiment, rats chose between two levers, to signal whether they wanted an easy challenge or a hard challenge. Choosing the easy challenge resulted in a light turning on for 1 second, which the rats could easily detect and respond by poking it with their nose, and then they would get the sugar pellet as a reward. Dude, that's what gives them a little advice. Okay, in the more difficult challenge, the light turned on for only a quick 0.2 seconds, rewarding the rat with 2 sugar pellets if they responded with a nose poke. Okay, so more, you know, usually under normal circumstances, the rats would rather get the 2 pellets. So they learned to do the more difficult challenge. But then they gave the rats the THC, okay, the tetrahydrocannabinol. And the animals decided to just go for the easier option despite the smaller reward. So according to Mason Silveira, he said, perhaps unsurprisingly, we found that when we gave THC to these rats, they basically became cognitively lazy. He is the study's lead author and a PhD candidate in UBC's Department of Psychology. What's interesting, however, is that their ability to do the difficult challenge was unaffected by THC. The rats could still do the task. They just didn't want to. When they looked at the effect of the cannabidiol, CBD, an ingredient in marijuana that will not give you the high, researchers found the chemical did not have any effect on the rats' decision-making or attention. It has also been found to be beneficial in treating pain, epilepsy, even cancer, they said, and it did not block the negative effects of the THC. So that's kind of interesting. And, you know, we've seen this many times that, you know, many people that smoke marijuana have difficulty maintaining some of these, you know, higher white-collar jobs. You know, maybe they'll sleep in, maybe they'll, come late. But I don't think it's that, okay? You know, you all know that I'm a workaholic, all right? And in order for me to have done what I've done, I cannot have my mind full of drugs, by no means, okay? And also, I want to be able to perform and perform beyond what I'm supposed to. And so when, you know, doing the type of job I do, where you're doing radio in the mornings and you're being a doctor, or now I'm being a professor, you almost have to be, I don't want to use the word OCD or hyperactive, but I mean, you have to have a lot of components where somebody next to you would be like, why are you running around 70 miles an hour? Why are you, there's an easier life. Now, a person who smokes pot to have an easier life may actually be, you know, the smartest person on earth. Okay? You know, because, you know, we're all going to make it to the end one day. We're all going to make it to the finish line. Whether you're buzzing around at 70 miles an hour in circles, or whether you're doing a slow and steady wins the race type of thing. And then we're going to look at each other, and, you know, those of us like me are going to be like, well, I could have enjoyed life a little bit more. And those who were smoking marijuana may look at me going, well, I might, you know, I could have maybe been a little bit more productive, but we're going to be jealous of each other. And so, a lot of these real high impact jobs. There was this one movie with Diane Keaton in the 80s, I think, where I guess somebody died in her family, so she inherited a baby. And she was this Wall Street executive, very high powerful job. And then she was forced to, you know, go to the country and, you know, raise a baby. And we all kind of felt sorry for her because we're like, oh gosh, that Wall Street job looks so much more fascinating. And then you just come to realize that her life was a little bit more rewarding. Well, that's something that we're going to have to decide when it comes to slow and steady wins race. You know, don't worry, be happy, be a little bit more relaxed. Because I got to tell you, a lot of these very high impact, high stress people, maybe they don't smoke pot, but they sure will have alcohol, or they'll take an Ambien, or they'll take a Xanax. So, you know, people need to come down. People need to relax. People need to slow it down. Anyway. But then on the flip side, okay, you know, you are going to be in competition if you're a millennial right now with, you know, more people than we ever had to compete with. And if you want to stand out, okay, you know, calling in sick, or, you know, hanging out with Ted is not going to get you ahead either. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, many of you leave messages, phone calls if you don't listen to the show live. So let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was calling to inquire what nutrition could be taken for pernicious anemia. I know B12 is supposed to be good, but what food-wise or what other kind of treatment? I'm kind of at a loss. My name is Barbara. Thank you very much. spot.
Okay, sorry I can't talk to you live, Barbara, so hopefully you hear this answer. But, yeah, I'll tell you what you can eat for pernicious anemia. Basically, pernicious anemia, it's an autoimmune disorder, or it's an anemia where you don't have the blood cells working the way they need to. Because rather than lacking iron, like an iron deficiency anemia, the red blood cells are lacking B12. And the reason why they're impaired by not having B12 is because the lining of the stomach is lacking an intrinsic factor. And this intrinsic factor helps absorb the B12 from food. So it used to be very, very deadly. And nowadays, because we could replace B12 a heck of a lot easier, it's not as deadly. But it could still be very, very serious. And so that's why they called it pernicious a long time ago. And if you do have B12 deficiency, remember, many people are like, well, anemia, that means it's low iron. Pernicious anemia is a little different. Pernicious anemia, you could be deficient in vitamin B12, or you could be deficient in folate. So it's more of a folate. You get a lot from foliage and vegetables, B12 from meat, and I'll tell you guys, you know, what to do in terms of diet. So a folate or folic acid deficiency and a B12 deficiency could cause brain damage, according to Healthline, chronic anemia, heart problems, nerve damage, and stomach cancer. Now, the progression is very, very slow. So many times you don't notice right away. People that become perniciously anemic many times don't know until finally, you know, like, you know what, I'm kind of tired. You could also have chest pain, weakness, headaches. You could even be losing weight. Because think about it, if you're not absorbing your B12, what else aren't you absorbing? You know, through the small intestines, et cetera, stomach as well. And so, you know, this pernicious anemia, it could take a while. And, you know, many people will be replacing their B12 with not even real, you know, not even noticing it. So you may have originally normal B12 levels. And then finally someone's like, well, wait a second here. You know, you're tired now. Now, let me catch you today when you're tired. They take a B12 level and they see that you're low. Pernicious anemia is most commonly diagnosed in adults who are on average about 60 years old. Very rarely you see this in infants or young. So this is something that many times progresses and that you could develop. And the last thing you want is nerve damage. And so we see it more commonly in Caucasian people of Northern European ancestry, more than other racial groups. Sometimes we see it known as Addison's anemia. People with Addison's, and it could give you an unsteady gait. It can make you more spastic, where you have stiffness or tightness in the muscles. The B12 deficiency could cause something that's very debilitating called a peripheral neuropathy. When a patient comes in saying, Dahlia, my feet hurt, I always have this pain. And we, you know, we're like, okay, well, maybe you're diabetic. I'll always check the B12 because that could be a part of neuropathy. And whenever somebody is losing their memory, you know, we'll immediately check B12 because a B12 deficiency could lead to memory loss. So pernicious anemia, we got to make sure we'll replace your B12 and your folate. So, you know, folate is in a lot of fruits and vegetables. And then your B12 in meat, poultry, shellfish, eggs, dairy products, fortified soy, nut, rice milk. And then many times you'll need to get it from nutritional supplements. But see, here's the kicker. If you don't absorb it well in your gut, imbibing or consuming B12 rich foods may not do it, and you may need to get injections. According to Healthline, they say this intrinsic factor, it's a protein produced by the cells of the stomach. After you consume vitamin B12, it travels to the stomach, binds with the intrinsic factor, and then it takes it into the small intestine. And then it gets absorbed in the small intestine. So, which is why also, if any of you have had gastric bypass surgery or surgery where you lost part of your small intestine, you may run the risk of being B12 deficient because you're not absorbing it. What ends up happening, though, which is very, very interesting, is when you look at an iron deficiency anemia, with low iron, and we talked about hemoglobin on the show, I really need to give you guys a pop quiz because I need to make sure you're learning. When we talk about low iron, your red blood cells start to look less red. They look a little bit more pale. They don't look as beefy red because iron helps you know, constitute the hemoglobin, helps allow these red blood cells to carry more oxygen, and you know, so the red blood cells look kind of weak. Sometimes they'll even look small, microcytic. Pernicious anemia is different. Pernicious anemia, the red blood cells look big. So you look like you have macrocytes. And these large blood cells may not be able to leave the bone marrow where your red blood cells are made. So another thing that happens is you're making an abnormally large red blood cell called macrocytes as opposed to an iron deficient microcyte. Okay, macro is big, micro is small. So now you have these macrocytes, and your bone marrow can't pump out as many of these big cells because they're too big to get into the bloodstream. So now you also have less blood cells in the system, and that could also lead to fatigue and weakness. So this macrocytic anemia or megaloblastic anemia, large red blood cells, okay? Certain medications could also cause you to have these macrocytic or megaloblastic anemias, like azathioprine, methotrexate could do that. That's why many people on methotrexate that take for their psoriasis or a variety of autoimmune conditions are many times put on B12 and folate, or they're put on Fol-B that has folate and vitamin B. Yeah, it's called Fol-B. So cute. I'm on Fol-B. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, chronic alcoholism. Many people will have a macrocytic anemia where the red blood cells are large. And then we talked about folate deficiency, B9 deficiency from poor diets, disorders also that affect absorption. So, you know, when you go to your doctor and you're not feeling well, you know, we're going to do a blood count. We're going to have to draw blood, so you got to let us do that. Okay, so we'll do a CBC, we'll check your B12, we'll sometimes also run an intrinsic factor deficiency test, and maybe sometimes we'll even do a biopsy to look for cell damage in the stomach, because why all of a sudden now you're not absorbing? What's going on? So we'll look at the stomach walls, we'll look for ulcerations, we also want to make sure that you have a healthy immune system, and so it's even though people say, well, look, you know, I could just take B12 shots, so I'm fine, it's still pretty serious. So B12, where do you get B12? Okay, well, shellfish seems to be a huge source of that. Apparently, in 20 small clams, you could be getting about 187.9 micrograms of B12. You could get B12 from oysters and mussels. So shellfish has a lot of B12 dense meat. Liver, I know, disgusting. Liver, but beef. I remember B12 as beef, but liver, a lot of B12. They say liverwurst sausage, foie gras, chicken liver pate, so chopped chicken liver, that will give you a lot of B12. Fish like mackerel, smoked salmon, herring, tuna, canned sardines, and trout will give you B12. Your crustaceans like your crabs, crayfish, shrimp, lobster have B12. Your fortified soy products like the tofu, silken tofu. You could actually, with light plain soy milk, they say, according to healthaliciousness.com, get 50% of your daily value of vitamin B12. Fortified cereals that have B12 on them, in them, the more like the bran. Your red meat, beef, will also give you B12, not as much as your liver does, but at least you don't have to eat the liver. Lamb has a lot of B12. Low-fat dairy milk, that could be B12 fortified, and just even non-fat yogurt, reduced fat milk, whole milk, certain yogurts have vitamin B12. Your cheese, especially Swiss cheese, reduced fat mozzarella, Parmesan, Tilsit, feta, those have B12. Eggs are also high in B12. Goose egg, duck egg, turkey egg, quail egg, not as much. Let me see if we have anything else here on foods. So if you're vegetarian, you could be at risk for B12, but I got to tell you, many of my vegetarian patients were not. They ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. If they're not vegan, many of them can't eat cheese and eggs and whey powder and milk and yogurt. When you're vegan, a little difficult, but still, I rarely saw a B12 deficiency. They still got it because of their fruits and vegetables. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so potted plants may absorb dangerous chemicals in your home, leaving the air cleaner for us to breathe. Many of us don't have plants in the house because our cats will nibble on them and we forget to water them and then they die and then we feel bad and we feel guilty and mother-in-law comes over going, why is this plant dying? You're killing the plant. And then you're like, oh my gosh, man, this is going to make me feel guilty about that. So a lot of us don't have plants in the house. But they say one of the best natural air fresheners is the Guzmania lingulata, right? Like the medulla oblongata. This is called the Guzmania lingulata, or the scarlet star, which is a colorful and tropical type of bromeliad, whatever the hell that is, which blooms for months indoors. Others are the corn plant, the Dracaena fragrans, which boasts long variegated leaves that are good at mopping up acetone, which is the pungent smell in nail polish remover. I had no idea. They say the work comes, the study out of State University of New York found that plants can remove volatile organic compounds released around them. They say there's been a lot of toxins, these volatile organic compounds that people have been concerned about from paint and printers and cleaning chemicals and dry cleaned clothes. And, you know, indoor air pollution could lead to thousands upon thousands of deaths every year. We've even talked about pollution and heart disease. So, and in fact, there's a study that's come out saying if you are diagnosed with asthma later in life, you're going to be more at risk for heart disease. And we think those people that are becoming asthmatic later in life is because of pollution. So this could be a huge lifesaver. They say many people also suffer from quote-unquote sick building syndrome, in which stagnant polluted air is blamed for triggering everything from headaches to skin allergies and fatigue. The State University of New York researchers said buildings, whether new or old, can have high levels of these VOCs in them, volatile organic compounds, and sometimes so high that you could actually smell them. So what are some of the three of the best house plants? Well, first is the scarlet star, the Guzmania lingulata. It's a tropical flowering plant from South and Central America that produces these beautiful red flowers in the shape of a star. They really are pretty. The corn plant, the Dracaena fragrans, it is an African native which thrives in sheltered light of indoors, and they improve air quality. They're also very hardy plants, and they won't dry out that easily. And then many of us use this plant. It's the spider plant called the Chlorophytum camosum. It's a native of the African continent. It's very hardy. And it's, okay, it's that plant. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's the plant where there's very long triangular leaves and they have, they're dark green with a white center line. And so they look striped. You guys have seen this. A lot of us have these plants. It's a really nice leaf that sticks up. Scientists placed five different potted plants in a sealed chamber, pumped full of VOCs, and monitored how levels of the chemicals change over time. Tests involved five common house plants and eight VOCs found that certain plants are better at absorbing specific compounds. Example, all five could remove acetone, which is a nail polish remover, but the Dracaena plant took up the most, 94% of the chemical. The best all-rounder was the Scarlet Star. So that's pretty damn cool. I like the idea of saving your life without having to spend a lot of money. So to me, that's pretty cool. So well done, New York scientists, being able to figure that out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say overweight and obesity has been linked to 8 more cancers. This is not fun. Back in 2002, the International Agency for Research on Cancer found that we would be more at risk for colorectal cancer, esophageal cancer, renal cell carcinoma, breast cancer in postmenopausal women and uterine endometrial cancer if we were overweight. Well, now they find that there are 8 more cancers that could be added to the list. Stomach cancer, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, ovarian, thyroid, meningioma, which is a brain tumor, and multiple myeloma. They say there is also limited evidence suggesting a link for 3 other cancers: fatal cancer of the prostate, breast cancer in men, and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So they think excess body fat has been linked to carcinogenesis. I can't tell you how many people who are overweight had ended up dying of cancer. And, you know, you start to see them lose weight and you go, oh, this is great. Look how much weight you lost. Anytime I see a person who has been overweight their whole life finally start losing weight, I assume they have cancer until proven otherwise. So if you see a family member who has always been overweight and they can't say, look, I'm actively dieting, if they go, I just don't know. I mean, look at this. I'm just, the weight's just falling right off. I worry about cancer. Okay? So, now, I mean, try to work on diet and exercise early. Okay, I mean, obviously, oh, the obesity epidemic is worldwide. Globally, more people are overweight or obese and underweight right now. 40% of the population is overweight or obese. An estimated 640 million adults were obese in 2014, with a 6-fold increase since 1975. There were 110 million obese children and adolescents in 2013. So we have got to get our body mass index down close to the 25 and below range. You're obese if you're 30. If you're over 35, you're morbidly obese. So, and you know, and here's the thing, okay, you know, I had always been curvy, so I was never underweight, but, I mean, my weight was in control. It always was. Then I had kids. I lost the weight. Wasn't a problem. All of a sudden, though, the metabolism slowed. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I was drinking some soda pop to stay awake or whatever, you know, my diet was that never seemed to have a problem before. I mean, you know, you gain 5 pounds, you're like, all right, I'll eat more salads and knock it off. And you did. And then all of a sudden you hit an age where, boom, that metabolism slows. I really think that that many of the newer onset obesity, where you see skinny people and all of a sudden, damn, they gain, I think there is something more to it. Okay? Because, I mean, I've been exercising. I do a small workout in the morning. I do a medium workout every night. So twice a day exercise. And nobody could say I don't exercise. Okay? And, yeah, you know, I like a ho-ho or a cupcake, but I only eat those once in a blue moon. So you have a lot of us that all of a sudden start to struggle with weight. And it's very interesting because in my family, a lot of people have cancer. And so maybe there is a genetic link, not just because you're overweight, but because you have a tendency to gain weight. I mean, I saw my mother-in-law. She hardly ate, yet she was obese, and then she died of cancer. She didn't eat that much. You know? I mean, yeah, and then they go, well, maybe they sneak food. Well, okay, you know, here's one of my best friends, you know, eating a half a pizza, and she doesn't gain a pound. So I am wondering if those of us that do have obesity in the family, if you look, many people with obesity in the family also have cancer in the family. In my family, no man lives past 62, 63 years old. It's scary. And what do we have? We have heart disease, we have cancer. And we don't have a morbidly obese problem, not the men. You know, the men all had tummies, but not a morbidly obese. You know, I mean, the women more so. Women, we do have morbidly obese women in the family. But I think that those families that carry the obesity gene also carry a cancer gene, or there's something in that gene that makes them obese. And, like, you know, I've had people where, you know, you see the families are all heavy, and I'm looking at the diet, and I'm looking at the 1,500-calorie diet that they're on. And I go, you swear to God you're on this. And they're like, yeah. And, you know, some of those people I do have to recommend sometimes, you know, gastric sleeve or, you know, other sorts of options. Usually I tell you to hit Weight Watchers first. I'm a real big fan of Weight Watchers. Don't go away. Self-driving taxis are here. And this is very, very interesting. Scary, if you ask me. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Pay
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We are creating National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through September 10th, and we have states all over the United States proclaiming state blood donation days. Mayor Governor LePage has declared a state blood donation day for September 10th. Also, Oregon's Governor Brown has also declared a state blood donation day. We have states all over, and we sure could use your blood, and we sure could use you guys hosting a drive this year. Please go to our website at drdahlia.com, go to National Blood Donation Week or National Blood Donation Day on the webpage, and you'll find a list of states and how you could contact the local blood banks to be able to donate blood or even host a drive or contact me if you want to help in any way possible. And call your governor's office and thank them for supporting. I believe we already have 21 governor's offices or 22 that have already proclaimed state blood donation days. I think it's extremely important, and we're trying to save some lives. And so, it's the least we could do, but you guys, and you donating blood as often as you do, it's such a lifesaver, so thank you. The world's first self-driving taxis have debuted, not in America, as expected, but in Singapore. As of today, people are able to take a self-driving taxi. They say select members of the public are going to get a free ride if they hail it through their smartphone, and taxis operated by Nuutonomy, an autonomous vehicle software startup. Multiple companies, including Google and Volvo, have been testing self-driving cars on public roads now for several years. Nuutonomy, for like autonomy, but Nuutonomy, says it will be the first to offer rides to the public. It will beat out Uber, which plans to start offering their rides in Pittsburgh by a few weeks. Yeah, I didn't think that they were going to beat us out in Singapore, but they did. This service will start small. Right now, 6 cars. And then it's going to grow to a dozen by the end of the year. The ultimate goal, says Nuutonomy, says is to have fully self-driving taxi fleets in Singapore by 2018, which will help sharply cut the number of cars on Singapore's congested roads. Eventually, the model could be adopted in cities around the world. They said for now, the taxis will run in a 2.5-square-mile business and residential district called the One North. The pickups and drop-offs will be limited to specific locations, and riders must have an invitation from Nuutonomy to use the service. The company says dozens have signed up for launch, and it plans to expand that list to thousands of people within a few months. I'm surprised there's that many people that want to do it. They probably want to sit there and videotape, and then they want to post it on Facebook. The cars are modified Renault Zoe and Mitsubishi iMIEV electrics, they said, have a driver in front who is prepared to take back the wheel and a researcher in back who watches the car's computers. Each car is fitted with 6 sets of LiDAR, which is a detection system that uses lasers to operate like radar, including one that constantly spins on the roof. There are also 2 cameras on the dashboard to scan for obstacles and detect changes in traffic lights. It's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the little kid or the little kitty cat that's going to get under the tire. They say the testing time frame is open-ended. Eventually, riders may start paying for the service, and more pickup and drop-off points will be added. Nuutonomy is also working on testing similar taxi services in other Asian cities, as well as U.S., Europe, and they didn't say when. They say these taxis could ultimately reduce the number of cars on Singapore's roads from 900,000 to 300,000. They say when you are able to take that many cars off the road, it creates a lot of possibilities. See, here's the thing. I mean, I was in New York City, and that is Cab Central, right? At least, I don't know the world, but at least, my nation. And nobody wants to stop and pick me up. Yeah, I had a suitcase, but no, nobody wanted to stop. And so here you are in a city with tons of cabs, and I even saw other women without a suitcase. The cabs wouldn't stop. They would not stop. And it's not that they had to turn around and do a U-turn. Yeah, and you could say, well, it's because they had a fare. They had to go. They had to, you know, whatever. I don't know. I saw some slow down, take a look, go, nah, and then drive off. And so, you know, maybe something like this where you don't have a person looking at you going, nah, I don't think you're going to tip well, or I don't think you're going to be a good fare, or I don't think you're going to be going in the direction that I want you to, ends up being, now they just have to stop and pee. So I actually see a market for this, even though I personally don't want to get into a self-driving vehicle. I definitely see a market because, gosh, it's hard. By the way, how many of you have tried to eat with a chopstick and said, you know what, the heck with it, just give me a fork? Well, apparently there's something called a chork, and now it is a chopstick fork. Panda Express, which is America's largest Chinese food chain, announced it is going to introduce the chork in some locations. And on some occasions. For the, I guess the chork can be used to stick, stab, scoop the food, or to be used as chopsticks. The ends remain, so you actually have normal chopsticks, but on one end is a fork and the other are the chopsticks. So you could sit there and play around with the chopsticks, and then if you're like, you know what, damn it, I'm just hungry, you can turn it around and then stab the food with the fork and eat it. Utah-based Brown Innovation Group has been making the product for several years. Panda Express's announcement catapulted the chork to internet fame. Today.com called it the kitchen utensil equivalent of the mullet. It's a little gay. So they say the spork, I guess. Remember we had the spork and the spife and the woon and the spoon straw. Yeah. Okay, well, now we have that. But I got to tell you, it's brilliant. I'm just feeling bad that I never, you know, figured that out myself. I'm kind of shocked. You would think that, yeah. All right, 1-877-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me see here. They say San Francisco is one of the least affordable U.S. cities revealed, as you need to have a salary of at least $160,000 if you want to buy a home in San Francisco. Yet in Pittsburgh, you only need a salary of about $32,000. There's a report from loan site HSW that analyzed what salary families would require to snap up a property across 27 metro areas in the country. Seattle, $82,000 needs to be your salary. Sacramento, $65,000. Los Angeles, $92,000. San Diego, $109,000. Phoenix, $44,000. New York City, $86,000. Are you kidding me? New York City was cheaper than L.A. and San Francisco? Wow, that's interesting. And they say it's because of the tech boom. And it's led to a huge anti-gentrification backlash. They say more than half of San Francisco's properties are worth $1 million or more, up from 19% in 2012. Half of San Francisco's properties are worth more than $1 million. Makes you wish you bought. Just say, was it Jan Brady who bought a house for like $55,000 back in the 70s or 80s, and now it was worth like $3-4 million? So Pittsburgh was the cheapest. You needed the least amount of salary to buy a home. The median home price is $140,000. You could get by with a salary of $32,000 to pay a monthly payment of $755. Then came Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Detroit. Detroit, median home price is $164,000. You can make $38,000, they say, and be able to afford a house. Atlanta, Phoenix, Tampa, San Antonio, Orlando, Minneapolis. Minneapolis, if I ever move to Minneapolis to be near GCN Network, $242,000 house median price. I'll just get an apartment. You need $51,000 salary. Let's look at the most expensive. San Francisco, you need to make $161,000 because your house payment is going to be about Your house payment is going to be $3,700 a month because the average house price is $885,000. Top five were San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, Boston, New York City. Then came Seattle, Washington, Denver, Portland, Sacramento, and Miami. It's a lot of money, a lot of dough. A lot of dough. Just buy a super nice car. You know what? My husband says, buy a yacht for $150,000, $160,000 and live on that. And then you can sail it wherever you want. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.